I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
45 for our double play. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sport. I'm going to dabble into the sports realm for a non-sports story, if you'll allow it.
I'll allow it.
Young girl, I can't quite tell how old she is, and I don't know that the story says it. I would say she's a teenager, maybe a little bit older than that.
Okay.
Is singing the national anthem in one of the worst places I've ever been, which is Newark, New Jersey, at the Prudential Center, where the Devils play.
That's not just anecdotal. Newark, New Jersey is just wretched. It's wretched, and it's dirty and terrifying and awful and sad. It sucks.
This is me tipping my cap to Devils fans, though. Mm-hmm. So this person starts singing the national anthem. She gets part of the way through the anthem, and you're going to hear the audio in a second. What I think happens is that she, like, botches a note or something goes wrong in the song. Someone who's a better singer, like Thom's girlfriend, would have to know, and she could counsel me on this. But she screws something up, and she just kind of stops and restarts that note again. And she screws it up again. At which point, I can't tell if they cut off her microphone because it looks like she just mouths the rest of the anthem, or if she just decides, I'm not going to keep singing.
Yeah, halfway through, they just cut her mic.
They did.
She's just standing there, yeah.
Because she's just panicking. What I thought was maybe she was just lip syncing after that, and she didn't want to make any sounds.
No, because you can hear her, but it's just not coming through the PA anymore.
But the close to 20,000 Devils fans clad in their red sweaters who are at the arena just immediately take over and start singing with her. Now, this is one of those games, by the way, where you had to do O Canada. And then the national anthem. Mm-hmm. So maybe she got a little confused or flustered or there was too much on her plate. I don't know. But here was the scene in New Jersey. Listen to this and tell me this doesn't get you pumped.
Oh, can you?
Pretty cool, right?
Very cool.
And then they finish it out, and everyone gives her a nice standing ovation. Pretty cool. Now, Tommy said her mic got cut off, which I have to imagine is the case, because, again, she's just kind of standing there, and
she
thought
froze.
She was just mouthing it.
Right.
But, she kind of lost her way. She got bailed out by thousands of her friends and strangers. Pretty cool.
It is very cool. So, which Dar would know this from the MSO News Desk. What's the soccer team where that's how they do the anthem? Isn't there in the States, like Portland or something in Seattle, where the stadium sings the anthem? Isn't that a thing?
I thought the Bruins did it during the playoffs.
No, Chicago is known for everyone singing along with the anthem as a sports town, specifically the Blackhawks. And the Bruins did something, I think, after Boston Strong that you may be talking about.
Yeah, where they all got together.
But they sang along with the singer. They don't have the arena
and
do the anthem.
And it was awesome. And it felt great. And like I honestly got tears in my eyes. I could have sworn, isn't there one of those Northwest Pacific soccer teams where like 80,000 people go and it's all they care about and everyone's named Caleb with a ponytail? Don't they all sing along and that's how they do the anthem?
That's the Seattle. That sounds right, but I don't know for 100%.
I tell you, I'm not crazy on this. I went to the UMSO News Desk for confirmation about
when
American
soccer.
When we have a
soccer question, we need the UMSO News Desk to deliver the goods, frankly. Let's get to your double play.
Not one, but two shows for your boy coming up. A chance to see me do some stand-up comedy. One in my neighborhood. Could not be more convenient for me. My buddy Christian Hunt runs the Capital City Showcase. It's actually a really cool thing that he does. He puts together a musical act and a comedy act, and I am the comedy act. So I'm headlining the comedy portion of the Capital City Showcase this Saturday. It's a Halloween edition, so we will be in costume, my friend, along with Dr. Bad Love, local band. That will be awesome. Cheap tickets, so come hang out there at the Mason Inn in Glover Park. And then a big one, November the 4th. That's an S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y night. My buddy Eddie Morrison opening the show. I am headlining the Arts Barn in Gaithersburg. Old Thon Daly's stomping grounds. He'll be rolling through the audience like the Bushwhackers getting ready for a big tag team matchup. That is at the Gaithersburg Arts Barn, Saturday, November 4th, 8 p.m. I will tweet out a link to tickets at Funny Danny here momentitiously. But come see your pal. Eddie is hilarious. He's going to open the show. And it's really cool. It's a new thing they're trying to do, sort of getting some stuff moving in Gaithersburg. They're looking for entertainment options. It's this cool, like, 120-person theater kind of stuff. So, like, seating in the round. Really excited about doing the show. So hopefully that one goes well and we can do some more things up there. But Gaithersburg, I will be up inside you, and that will be very gentle.
Congrats. Very cool. That's awesome. The Tampa Bay Rays from 2008 to 2014 had a coach on their staff that everyone thought would be a future manager. He then went to Chicago, followed Joe Maddon to Chicago. That coach is Dave Martinez, who is Joe Maddon's bench coach. He will be interviewed by the Washington Nationals. Uh-huh. Jorge Castillo of the Washington Post reporting this is the first name linked to the job that the Nats have reached out to him and that he will interview for their vacancy. So Dave Martinez, who's one of the bigger names, up-and-coming young bench coaches in the sport who has not been a manager, is going to talk to the Nationals about their vacancy at the least. Beltway Blitz at noon at 12:18. What would a Redskins win mean? What would a Redskins loss mean? We're Grant and Danny.
Guys, Danny Rubio here for my pal, Sir Ted Redford. That's right, man. Now's the time. Right now, it's the time. Because the 2018s, they're on the way. They're coming. There's no stopping them. The freight train has left the station. They've got a pit stop, and that's at the Ted Britt Ford dealerships. Fairfax Chantilly, just a click away, tedbritt.com, right? You know what it means for you, Mr. Savvy Shopper or Ms. Savvy Shopper? I don't know your life situation. It knows this. It's time for you to get yourself a great deal on a 2017. That's right. All 2017s, pretty much everyone. How about 0% financing for 60 months on most 2017 models in stock? How about a couple special things? 0% financing for 72 months on the Focus or Fusion, just like mine. Fiesta as low as $7,900. Focus as low as $9,900. Fusion, just like your pals, $15,900 or up to $10,000 off. I got that Fusion parked downstairs right now. It's charging up. Somebody else is done. I don't stop at gas stations. It's not something that I do. Done it twice since May when I got it. It's what I like to call value. That's an industry term. It means valuable. Maybe it does. Maybe it doesn't. Point is this. Go see my pals at Temperate Ford or Fairfax and Chantilly. And when you see them, please tell them Danny sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.